tonight on Arena. Reese Witherspoon stars in Little Fires Everywhere, the TV adaptation of the Celeste Ng novel, and new albums from Charlie XCX, the 1975, and Bleeding Heart Pigeons. #51551 is the text. You can tweet the programme at RTE Arena. A new TV series based on Little Fires Everywhere, Celeste Ng's best-selling 2017 novel, stars Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington as two mothers from very different backgrounds, and it shows us how they upend each other's lives. Jen Gannon has been watching the series for us and she joins me now. It really is chalk and cheese when it comes to these two characters, to their styles of being, apart from anything else, but and their styles of parenting, which we'll get into in a little while, Jen. But give me a sense of how different Reese Witherspoon's Elena and Kerry Washington's, is it Mia is the character's name? I think it is, isn't it? Yeah. How yeah. different those characters are.
Well, Reese Witherspoon is really cornering the market in type A, highly strong, highly functional women. She's done it in Big Little Lies as well. And it's the same with this character who is a small town journalist and mother, Elena Richardson. And she is the kind of have it all woman. She walks around with ankle weights on when she's calling her children to eat in the, for their breakfast. And she has this picture perfect kitchen like Martha Stewart's. And her life completely changes when she's put into contact with this very bohemian single mother, Mia Warren, and that's who Kerry Washington plays. And Mia is an artist and a photographer, and she kind of lets her daughter Pearl roam free and is very into, you know, home schooling and togetherness like that. And there's two against one, whereas Elena is very into the traditional partnership and parental partnership and the traditional, you know, 2.4 children in a perfect house, and their lives are completely upended by coming into contact with each other.
The way they come into contact with each other is even quite interesting and gives a kind of a status to the relationship, or different statuses to the two characters within the relationship. Reese Witherspoon's character Elena is the landlord to the for the block or for the apartment where Kerry Washington's character Mia moves in.
Yeah, she allows Mia to rent a house after she discovers her and Pearl, her teenage daughter, are sleeping in their car. And it's odd circumstances because she had actually called the police about their predicament, and not because out of any heartwarming circumstances, but because she didn't want anybody else in the town to witness them being unsightly and unsavory and bringing the neighbourhood down. And that's where this real tension lies, because the series sticks to the book to the most part, but with one big difference, that Mia and her daughter Pearl, in the book their race isn't specified, but in the show they're black characters, and that adds this kind of fraught jolt of polarity between the two families, which is really where the tension kind of comes from in the show.
And the tension is there almost from the very beginning, but particularly as the I watched the first episode. I know you've seen a little bit more than that, but in that first episode, at one point in this clip that I'm about to play, Reese Witherspoon's character decides that she's going to help Kerry Washington's character with a little offer of work, and she offers it in the way only Elena could offer it.
You know, I've been meaning to hire someone for my house, just to do a little light cleaning, some laundry, maybe cook dinner.
You mean like to be your maid?
More like a housekeeper.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, I wasn't assuming. You said the thing about the museum and the 3 a.m.
Yeah, because I wanted to cultivate a relationship with the curator. I got something that I needed out of it.
No, you would get something out of this as well. I mean, we would pay. We pay really well. I mean, we pay what's fair, and whatever you thought was fair, that's what we would pay. But I just, you know, what I meant was house helper, house manager. That's what I really meant, because I'm so unorganized. But it was just a suggestion, so take it or leave it. Take it or leave it.
I went to use the lawnmower and it's out of gas.
Oh, I'll send Bill over with gas.
Yeah, or Moody next time he comes over.
Wait, I'm sorry. My son Moody?
Yeah. He and Pearl have been hanging out every day. You didn't know. Okay.
There we go. Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon in a scene there from Little Fires Everywhere, the new Amazon Prime adaptation of the Celeste Ng novel. Jen Gannon has been watching some of the series for us. My favourite line, I think, in that clip, Jen, is when when Reese Witherspoon's character says, "I'm so unorganised." She is the most organised woman in the world. In fact, she even, maybe something we should all take on board in these lockdown times, she measures out the wine that she's going to drink into a jug and then funnels it back in. She has a specific number of millilitres that she takes. That's it. There's no moving from that. She sticks to her guns. Sex is on a Saturday. It's planned that way. Never at any other time. She's the most organised woman in the world.
There's a great scene where they're having a book club meeting, and usually, you know, a book club is, you know, in other words, a lot of wine and a lot of women shouting and talking. And she says, "I can't have any more. I had my 4 ounces of wine and that's it." And I think that's the great thing about her character. Elena moves from one self-righteous crusade blunder to another within that relationship between her and Mia. Mm-hmm. And there's these great family dinners that the Richardson family have, and they all kind of develop into these darkly comic, misguided commentary on race relations in America, because one of her daughters has a black boyfriend, and at one point the character Elena says, "Oh, I say African American because Jesse Jackson says that and he's on TV." And I think that kind of sums up her white privilege and her white guilt that, you know, Mia brings to the fore by her very presence.
But it did strike me from the first episode, now that this may change as the series goes on, but it does focus a lot on the children, and in fact focuses on the children in the way they are parented. It's focusing on the parenting of the children. That's a very important theme within this.
Yeah, I think the real substance of the story is motherhood. I think the show focuses tightly on Elena and Mia raising their daughters and how they raise their daughters and the loss of parental control that comes with adolescence and those fears and worries about where their daughters' futures are going. And, you know, they're kind of mourning the death of the simplicity of childhood and being able to control their children's lives. And that is especially what Elena is afraid of, because her young teen, Lexi, is very rebellious and she's battling with her constantly. And Lexi envies Mia and Pearl's artistic nomadic life. But then Mia and Pearl, who seem like they have a perfect relationship, their closeness curdles by the presence of Mia Elena and her family. Pearl grows, you know, wants the conformity of Elena's family because she's had a lifetime of change.
Of course, yeah, you always want what the other family has. You don't want what your own family has. Isabel Marie is how Elena always refers to that daughter that you're speaking about there. She's very artistic. She plays in the orchestra. She loves painting. She does her own type of thing, which of course attaches her to Mia, who's the artist. But let's listen to a scene where she's just put on an outfit to go and play with the orchestra. And the outfit is certainly, well, it's not to Mammy's like at all.
What are you wearing? I'm gonna button it.
No, just no. Where is the dress that I bought you last week?
Mom, just please stop. It's not me.
You lost the privilege of being you when you set your hair on fire. No one wears cut-off jeans to perform with the Cleveland Youth Chamber Orchestra.
I do.
Well, this isn't about you. That's not how the world works. There are rules, and they exist for a reason. If you follow the rules, you'll succeed.
Succeed in rule following?
Just put on the goddamn dress and brush what's left of your hair.
Oh, welcome to the teen years. And that is Isabel, the character of Izzy or Isabel, played there by Megan Stott, and Elena, played by Reese Witherspoon, in the TV adaptation of Little Fires Everywhere. Jen Gannon speaking to us about it this evening. One of the problems here is Reese Witherspoon going to play any different character apart from the uptight, white, privileged woman?
See, this is the problem and I think Reese Witherspoon herself is actually trying her best to adapt these major, you know, best-selling works like The Way with Big Little Lies, because she's invested in producing as well as starring. So I think when the best-selling novels move away from that kind of protagonist, maybe she'll get to change. But she was very different on The Morning Show. I don't know if you saw that on Apple TV with Jennifer Aniston, and she played Jennifer Aniston's co-anchor, and she was a Southern down-home southern gal who was very tough and had a lot of moxie, yeah, and who was very different from any of these characters. So, you know, the range is there. It's just trying to create those opportunities where you can have a bit of difference.
And to be fair to her, I would have to say, I think Reese Witherspoon is watchable. She's so watchable, no matter much you want to get annoyed at the character she may be playing. She's a very watchable actor.
Yeah, I think both of them, it's, you know, compelling, engrossing viewing between her and Kerry Washington as they go up against each other. Like, they sometimes have very clunky monologues, but when you're watching them, there's this uneasy tolerance between the two of them, and you're constantly waiting for the drama to ignite and for them to boil over. And it's great viewing where you're seeing them, you know, rubbing up against each other and rubbing each other the wrong way. And that's very enjoyable.
One thing that did strike me, it's set in 1997, the novel at any rate. I didn't really see that many 90s references within, certainly within episode one. Does it change as the series goes on?
No, as it goes on, I found it really heavy-handed because you have everything from Ellen coming out to Ricky Lake to MTV's The Real World and Slim Fast, they all get a mention. Yeah. Then you have a soundtrack that has Chumbawamba and the Cardigans' Love Fool. And I think the biggest 90s reference is the fact that Dawson's Creek heartthrob Pacey Witter, Joshua Jackson, he plays Elena's seemingly easygoing defence attorney husband, Bill. And I think that's the most shocking thing, to see a 90s heartthrob like Joshua Jackson playing a grown up dad character. That
in
shocked
the 90s.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Lynn Shelton, who's the director, she sadly died away last week. In fact, she wanted the focus to be on motherhood. Do you think that's there in this series? And is it a fitting tribute to her work?
I definitely do. I think that, you know, she really worked hard to get this to the screen. You know, she did everything. She did a 99-page lookbook to pitch for the series and a two-hour monologue to producers about why she wanted to tell this particular story. And I think by the fact that she kind of parses away the book's subplots and just homes in on the story of these two mothers, and it's about mothering and it's about different types of mothers and, you know, those who deserves to be a mother is one of the questions. And, you know, the difference between being a mother from foster or adoptive birth or being a mother in the other sense. And it's all these different layers of mothering that come to the fore. And it talks about race and class and white privilege and white fragility. And I think this, you know, Little Fires Everywhere was her baby. And I think it is a fitting tribute to her. I think she'd yet to reach her artistic peak. And I would say to anyone to, you know, find her films, her indie films are great. Your Sister's Sister.
Oh, yeah. Who's the actor who's in this who was also in Your Sister's Sister? Your Sister's Sister was a great movie.
Yeah, Mark Duplass was in it, and Emily Blunt and Rosemary DeWitt.
Rosemary
DeWitt,
in
Little Fires Everywhere, is in it too. And I think it's a great film, you know, very underrated. Yeah. But I do think this show is a testament to her protective fierceness over the material and over the story that she wanted to tell. And it's, you know, basically a melodrama about mothering and motherhood.
All right. I've watched episode one. Should I keep going? How much of it have you watched? Are you dying to get back to it?
I am dying to get back to it. The minute I put, like, this call is over, I will be going back to it. So I'm on episode four now of eight, I think, or nine. So I'm really enjoying it. And it's a very good Friday evening with a bottle of wine kind of watch. So I would definitely recommend it.
All of which is perfectly acceptable, except you can't go to watch it until 8 o'clock when this programme is
over.
Thank you very much to Jen Gannon speaking to us there about Little Fires Everywhere, the TV adaptation available on Amazon Prime Video right now.